I had no idea that I would be asked to speak on this, but I was praying to God about some problems that something was going on in my mind and my intelligence. It seems like there were blockages there, and sometimes you can't think what to say to people, or when they ask you a question, you can't think right then. And sometimes it was like something was causing me to be perplexed, puzzled, a whole lot of things like that were going on. So I prayed to God and asked him, why was this going on? Because I was getting really sick and tired of it. So he didn't answer me right away. The next morning, he said obscurity. So as soon as I heard that, I looked it up in the dictionary. And obscurity is likened light, dim, dark, murky, not easily perceived, not clear or distinct, faint or undefined, in an inconspicuous position, hidden, not well known, not famous, to conceal from view, hide, to make less intelligible. And there were synonyms that came along with it, like enigmatic, the use of that which baffles or perplexes, and cryptic, implying deliberate intention to puzzle because it allows of more than one interpretation, and equivocal is used of something ambiguous that is deliberately used to mislead or confuse, baffle, to confuse so as to keep from understanding or solving, to interfere with, hinder, to check the interference of low-frequency sound waves and a radio by use of being baffled, an obstructing device, a wall or screen that holds back, mounting or partition used to check transmission of sound waves between the front and the rear of a loudspeaker of the radio, and perplex, entangle, confuse, to twist, plait, to make a person uncertain, doubtful, hesitant, confused, to make intricate or complicated, make confusing or hard to understand, and puzzle, bewildered, confused, to exercise one's mind over the solution of a problem, one that has great difficulty in a problem situation, one that has great difficulty in understanding or solving a problem, implies uncertainty or even worry as what to think, say, or do. Implies mixing up mentally to a greater or lesser degree. And bewilder implies such utter confusion that the mind is staggered beyond ability to think clearly. And nonplus is to cause such perplexity or confusion that is utterly incapable of speaking, acting, or thinking further. Confounded state in which one is momentarily struck speechless. And when I looked them up in the scripture, I found it in Isaiah 59, verse 9.
Ooh, this is about gloom, too. Listen, let me read this translation. This is really good. They do not know the way of peace. This is 8. Okay. They do not know the way of peace, and no justice is in their tracks. They have made crooked paths for themselves. Everyone going in them does not know peace. So if you have lack of peace, you have this that she's speaking about. For this reason, justice is far from us, and righteousness does not overtake us. We wait for light, but behold dimness, for brightness, but we walk in gloom. And you had said before how you felt like there was a spirit of gloom around you. Mm-hmm. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in twilight, in deserted places like one's dying. We all of us roar like bears. There's a new sound, prophetic sound for you. Marion. And moaning, we moan like doves. Remember when I moaned like doves in that church? God was telling them, that they had a foul spirit. We look for justice, but there's none, for salvation, but is far from us. For our rebellions are multiplied before you. Our sins testify against us. Our transgressions are with us, and we know our iniquities. Transgressing and lying against Jehovah, backsliding from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and murmuring words of falsehood from the heart. Justice is driven back, righteousness stands far off, for truth stumbles in the plaza and right is not able to enter. The truth is lacking, and whoever turns from evil makes himself a prey. And Jehovah saw, and it was evil in his eyes, that there was no justice. And he said that there was no man, and he was astonished that there was no intercessor. And his own arm saved for him, and his righteousness sustained him. For he put on righteousness like body armor, and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on robes of vengeance as clothing, and he put on zeal like a mantle. According to works, so he will repay fury to his foes, recompense his foes. He will pay recompense to the coast. For they shall fear Jehovah's name for the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the foe comes like a flood, the Spirit of Jehovah shall cause him to flee. And the Redeemer comes to Zion, and those in Jacob who turn back from their rebellion, declares the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord. My Spirit who is on you, and my words which I have put in your mouth, shall not depart out of your mouth, or out of your mouth of your seed, or the mouth of your seed's seed, for now and forever, says the Lord. Can I preach here a minute?
Yes.
Thank you. This is really good. What you're looking at here is where God says, look, this Spirit has come on you. This Spirit has come on you because of your sin and because of not moving in justice. And we've already said everything the enemy does, he does it because of sin. He does it because there's a way in. And if you look at this, it's, it talks about your words at 21, that the blessing is that God's Spirit will be with you and his words with you, and they'll never depart from the mouth of your children. But if the devil's words, were in your mouth, if the devil's words were in your parents' mouth, then that curse is going to go for the same amount of generation as the blessing can go. And so we got to really see that Satan sets up his kingdom to counterfeit God's kingdom. And Satan says, if I can make these people so that they're transgressors, so they're rebellious. So a key here is rebellion, and you need to get the rebellion tape if you haven't dealt with that. Because rebellion is what you had, that brings the bitterness. Rebellion is saying, God, it's not fair. Marriage isn't fair. Family life isn't fair. Parenting isn't fair. The government isn't fair. The society isn't fair. Nothing's fair. Everything, that's bitterness. You're rebellious. You are coming against what God set up just because the enemy has perverted it. And what you have to do is go back and say, Lord, your ways are right, and yes and amen. And the systems you set up and the government you set up is good. It was the devil who messed it up, not what you planned for us. And so in that place, you've got to get the rebellion tape. You've got to get all that rebellion out of your heart so that God can move on your behalf. It's like when you blame God for messing up, that's bitterness. God doesn't mess up. The devil comes in and messes up what God has done. Because we allow him to. And that's kind of what this is saying. But one big thing about this spirit that we're talking about tonight that we're going to deal with on this foul spirit, and what do you call it, obscurity?
Yes.
Obscurity is that particular one, is to do, there's no peace. Boy, this really is your answer.
Yes.
Because when we met Marion, she had all the depression, a lot of gloom, lack of peace, couldn't sleep, all these things. This is really God giving you your answer. When you read your definition, he showed me exactly where you got it from. She was attacked by a grandfather who tried to shoot her. And she hid in the closet. If you were here for the last couple of years, you used to hear a little girl come up and her just crying and moaning, just freak you out. And that little girl's gone, praise God. But this one spirit's still there, which is a wall. What you did is you hid out of fear. Not fear of the Lord, but fear of the enemy, you hid. And when you hid, you took on a spirit of obscurity to say, keep me unseen, keep me unnoticed, keep me hidden. And that was one of the definitions in there. So that put a wall between you and your intellect so that you would seem like somebody nobody wanted to pay a lot of attention to or take serious. And therefore, it would be hard to learn. It would be hard for people to see who you really are. See, when you have this stuff, this foul spirit, everybody thinks you're nice and everything, but inside you don't want to be nice. You want people to know that, yes, you could do that job, and yes, you could make those good decisions, and yes, you should be able to have the things everybody has. See, what we've done, I'm seeing with this foul spirit has made it be the people who think they have everything, and everybody just thinks they're smarter and prettier and got it together, and then you have the crowd who just doesn't. And the truth is, it's just been a spirit that's been released to cause this kind of division and bitterness.